brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, we didn't make the world the way it is. By that I mean, I wish it wasn't this way, but I can't wish it to go away. I can't wish we didn't have a criminal elite, totally ruthless, totally out of control. That's what we have. And now they're beating the drums to go into Iran. I've got to detail this. Bush is out defending how he spies on us. There's talk of impeaching him. I'm going to play that clip. There's more and more evidence showing that television is brainwashing us, not just with the propaganda, but with the flicker of the television set itself. Major news stories on that today. Just a lot of news and information, but I'm going to continue to take calls, but now I've really got to hurry through. The calls are all so good, and I wish I could talk to all of you forever, but we've got to really move quickly now. Let's get some more of these out of the way, and then we'll get back into more news. So I'm going to take three or four more, and then we'll get back into news and keep taking calls. Ian up in Canada, then Wyatt and others. Go ahead, Ian.
Hello, Alex. Yesterday I had a great InfoWars conversation with a British family who just moved here, and they were raving about the movie The Island, which reminded me that I had to call you and tell you that I believe I have the book upon which that movie was based, a book called The Experiment by John Darton, who is a 30-year veteran with the New York Times. When he published the book in 99, he was a cultural editor with that paper. So that would be an interview I would like to hear with John Darton at the New York Times.
John Darton, New York Times, and he wrote the book The Island's based on?
Yes, the book is titled The Experiment. It's looking at the leaf here. It's about an island off the Carolinas where they are producing clones as organ banks.
It's a good movie, yeah. By the way, that's already going on. They're already putting cloned human embryos, human babies, in cow uteruses. I first read about that 9 years ago.
Oh, right, and they'd heard the same things in Britain, that Dolly the Sheep is just a public relations scam.
Yes.
So do you think you could get in touch with John Darton? That's D-A-R-N-T-O-N.
Yeah, I got it wrote down here. I have it written down here.
Yeah, and I hope he's still at the New York Times. But clearly the book was written as a cover story of sort of a novelization of research that he'd done.
Oh, was he a doctor?
No.
You mean he'd read about that? Yeah.
Research as a journalist. He is also.
I understand. It's like the guy that wrote the 007 series was MI, I believe, six himself. Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, I hadn't thought of
Ian Fleming.
I hadn't thought of the possible intelligence connections that he might have, but he wrote another book called Neanderthals. So he clearly has an interest in the biological.
Well, he also might just know it sells well, but it is a good movie. I personally like The Island.
And again, the book is titled The Experiment.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Wyatt. How you doing, Wyatt?
Good, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are things going in Maryland?
About the same. The Maryland General Assembly overrode the governor on a Walmart bill to force Walmart to spend X amount of dollars on health care. Of course, it made national news. Maryland's the socialist state.
It sounds good on the surface, but it's bad in the final equation.
Sure. Well, what it's going to have to, Walmart wanted to build a superstore. Not that I'm a big Walmart fan because of certain economic conditions. But
they're horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. But they were going to build a huge superstore or distribution center here on Eastern Shore, Maryland, which is doesn't have a lot of industry. A lot of people have been laid off. The chicken industry's down.
Laid off because of Walmart mainly.
Right. And so Walmart, yeah, that's true. So Walmart is not going to build it now, and they're probably going to lay off 1,000 people so they don't have to meet the...
Stay there. People always defend Walmart. They say, well, it's free market. When you are buying goods from at least, this is mainstream news, 700 slave camps, that isn't free market. Well, Americans could compete. Folks, competing against slaves isn't competing. It's an economic tool the globalists are using to beat our heads in. We'll be right back. Never shop at Walmart, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement.
Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Wyatt in Maryland, you started out talking about Walmart.
What was going on in Maryland, and it's the Walmart bill. The bill was designed for any business with 10,000 or more people working for them, and Walmart fits that, is the only one that fits that description in Maryland. And so they had to spend X amount of dollars, X amount of percentage of their payroll on health care, or if they didn't do that, they would have to pay the state of Maryland 8% of their payroll to the state as a tax.
And then Maryland would supposedly give you health care, you know?
Yeah, you know, socialism. So I look at this, even though Walmart, of course, everything in America almost is in Japan, but China, but I look at this as fascism. And socialism. That's all it is. When you force a company, when you have control over a company, whatever company it is, if you have to make that, you're going to make them pay a tax to the state.
No, I agree with you. The problem is that corporations have gotten bigger than governments. I think, what is it? Walmart is the 44th biggest economy in the world. Thanks for the call, Wyatt. And just a little caveat on Walmart. This is why I have a problem with Walmart. A couple of years ago, it was in several of the New York papers that they buy goods directly, exclusively, from 700-plus slave camps, prisons, and, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And so it's not just that Walmart also makes the sweetheart deals with China to get stuff at the lowest prices then bring it into America. It's coming from slaves. I mean, a lot of stuff you buy from China is people making maybe, you know, 20, 30 cents an hour, basically what American prisoners make. But at least they're just prisoners to the society and the economy. They can at least go home. Walmart goes to the next level, and they're one of the predominant buyers of the prison industry goods over there. Also, the schools in China. in a lot of the urban and even rural areas, you go to school 4 or 5 hours a day, but the rest of the time after lunch, you know, you then stay from noon until 9 at night working a factory. And, quote, that's what pays for your government schooling. Isn't it wonderful to have government schooling? Aren't they doing you a favor? And you always hear about, some fireworks factory blows up and 300 kids get burned up. You know, the little bitty, we're talking 6-7-year-olds rolling the firecrackers. I mean, this is out of control. But what Walmart does domestically really is racketeering. We've had guests on in the last 4 or 5 years covering this, but even Frontline had a special on that I saw some online clips of and I read the synopsis. I'm told it's pretty good. Where they show how Walmart racketeers, they go to their suppliers and they say, okay, we're not going to buy from you unless it's this low. And the person says, well, that's below cost. And they say, well, that's okay. You can use us to tool up your facility. And if you upgrade, then you can charge all your competition more. And basically, the amount of money we're going to give you is so large that you can then... basically somehow pay yourself back by charging other people and by upgrading. But they'll tell 4 or 5, say, egg producers in a region this, they've been caught, and then they'll just say, okay, well, there's such a glut of eggs, there's so many eggs now that we're going even lower. And they also go in to counties and they say, give us zero taxation. In fact, even pay to bring Walmart to your small town, or we will build right outside your city limits, right on the edge of the county, and then you'll get nothing. And so they'll capitulate. I mean, they know what they're doing. And Walmart really does hurt the economies, hurt the society around them. All of the evidence shows. But then Walmart's been caught and convicted. And, folks, I worked for Walmart about 4 or 5 months one time in the auto department. I think I was actually still in high school then. It was part-time. It was right here in Austin. And I worked at that Walmart in the auto parts department, and it would be 5 o'clock, time for me to leave, or actually I'd get there after high school, so maybe 8, 9 o'clock, I don't remember. I was working part-time because they only really wanted part-time employees anyways, but I was a part-time employee. And he'd say, all right, those trucks came in with those batteries. You clocked out, right? Yeah, I've clocked out. I want you to go unload those 200 batteries. And, folks, I mean, they didn't even have equipment to unload them like little businesses do. You would just climb up, basically, and just set the batteries down. And the batteries were so cheap, I'd never seen batteries that leak, but the Walmart brand would have water coming out of the top of them, a battery acid would be burning my hands. And after a few months of that, I just said, listen, I'm not going to do that anymore. And the guy got real mad about it. And, of course, he didn't have anybody else working for him because he couldn't get anybody to be that stupid as I was. And I just quit. So you've got to imagine it was weird for me years later, decades later, to then hear that Walmart has done that nationwide with their associates. I mean, imagine you go work there at, $6-7 an hour, as if anybody can live on that. And then the scumbags want an hour or two every day extra from you. I mean, imagine these big trucks are pulling in with tires and batteries, and I was working constantly. I mean, it was a major league, just gigantic hassle. And then you're working, and I don't want to hear, hey, it's free market, you got to get used to it, tough it out. We walk to school uphill both ways through 55 feet of snow. Bull. People in America did have to work hard, and there was some problems with sharecroppers and others. But on average, if you were willing to work hard and save money and didn't go drink it or spend it on prostitutes or, spend it on gambling, you would become wealthy or you would become middle class. You would become comfortable. One person could work and put both of their children through school at a upper blue-collar job, go on a couple vacations every year, and, live pretty well and then retire. That's not the case anymore. I know so many people with 2 or 3 degrees working at HEB and then mowing yards. They'll bag groceries at night and go mow yards during the day, and their wife's doing the same thing. And the government handbooks, the government documents said they wanted to break up the family, make sure the children were in school. Now there's after-school programs where the kid stays there till 8 o'clock at night, so you can have a few hours to maybe go drink some brew. You see, and so you see your kid for 2 hours at night when you get home, and they're watching TV, and you're watching TV. We're not parents anymore. Parents don't care about their child's test scores. They, you know, they give their child Nike tennis shoes made by slaves. That's the status symbol. Oh, I love you. Here's a piece of junk, ugly tennis shoes that were made by slaves. I love you. Oh, we're broke, but I got you $2,000 Rose Bowl tickets. We're all flying out as a family. We're charging it on credit cards. We've just got to have this personal victory in our lives. You're going to end up in prison, son, or you know, or with AIDS, or on crack cocaine, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to take you to the Rose Bowl. Okay, I'm going to just blast through four or five more calls, and then I've got to get to the news. The clips, the news, it's all stacking up. Now, you know what? I'm just going to hold off on calls right now. Eric and Dwight and John, everybody else, we'll get to you, but I've got to go ahead and get into news here. By the way, I wasn't just trying to be negative just now. The test scores, we were number one 50 years ago. We're behind every industrialized country and behind 30-something third world countries. We're a joke. We were the most solvent, had the biggest savings in the world. We are now the most in debt, on average, poorest people in the industrialized world. There's still a lot of wealth here, but most of it's trappings of wealth. Trappings of wealth. People got to be in debt so they can live in the $400,000 house and drive the big SUV, but they're really in debt living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, okay, I'm going to shut up about that. It was all done by design. You may not have anything in your future, but you've got a Rose Bowl championship shirt. Again, I'm not bashing that in and of itself. It's that it's like a religion. It's like a cult. It's like Kool-Aid drinking now. Just nothing matters but that. Okay, I'm going to shut up. That's it. Let me go ahead and just play this clip, and we'll go to break and come back and comment on it. Arnold Specter's a total slimeball, and the elite knows they're in so much trouble now that they may sacrifice Bush politically and start some impeachment shenanigan that will actually boost Bush's approval ratings. You see, when Al Gore comes out and says that we need to stop the police state and Bush butchering the Constitution. You see, now he's labeling it, he's branding it as a Democratic issue, and Bill Clinton and Al Gore helped dismantle the Constitution. Then Republicans say, well, see, dismantling the Constitution is good because the evil Al Gore is against it. Or worse yet, you know, just the whole program just continues to just move on down the road. So that's what they do. But now they have Arlen Specter, the guy that, you know, the magic bullet theory that says it shot through three bones and a metal seat and then hit Kennedy and didn't even bend the bullet. Well, now he's saying maybe impeachment is needed. Let's go ahead and roll that clip from him on the national TV.
Let me turn to the issue of domestic spying. You're going to be chairing those hearings starting early next month. And while you were conducting the Alito hearings, Brian Ross of ABC did an exclusive interview with a whistleblower at the National Security Agency named Russell Tice. Let me show you part of what he had to say.
Okay.
From a very young age in a career, it's drummed into your head that you will not spy against Americans. And that was the number one commandment of the Ten Commandments.
But you're saying you saw things and aware of things that were done unlawfully at the NSA.
I believe so, yes.
Mr. Tice wants to testify before Congress. Will you call him?
I would consider it before making a decision. I'd want to talk to him on an informal basis to see what he has to say. But in my closing statement on Friday in the Alito hearings, I said flatly that I thought the administration contention that the resolution authorizing the use of force did not contain an implicit authorization to modify the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that if that's what the administration was relying on, I thought they were wrong. Now, we're going to have broader issues, George. We're going to get into the point as to whether the war powers under Article 2 for the President to protect America supersedes congressional legislation, which is to the contrary.
We'll come back to that. Article 2, Section 2, clearly says he's a traitor if he does anything to the American people. It doesn't allow the president to go around and rob banks or, you know, raid SNLs or torture people or do anything else. It holds him to a higher standard. And so he's declaring martial law dictatorial powers. And Specter goes on to say that, you know, there could be an impeachment. It won't matter. Bush is just a puppet. Bush is running nothing. You know, Republicans point their finger and go, well, look, Clinton did all that, too. Meanwhile, Clinton's supporting the war. Exactly. They're all bought and paid for. That's how bad this has gotten. So, and, I mean, Arnold Spector is just going to whitewash the whole thing. Just watch. We'll be right back.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Serious business. So the scam, the theater that Spector and others bring forward, and by the way, Bush pushed for Spector's to get that committee chairmanship. He won't be convincing unless he acts like it's serious, but then he'll, well, I find this to be a problem, but I guess you do have imperial executive total control. I mean, watch what comes out of these hearings. Continue with Arlen Specter.
To the contrary.
Let me pick up on that, because there was a lot of talk about that at the Alito hearings. And listening closely to you and your questioning, I certainly seem to take away that you believe the president does not have the right, does not have the inherent power under the Constitution to circumvent a constitutional law. And as far as you're concerned, the FISA law is constitutional, isn't it?
Well, I started off by saying that he didn't have the authority under the resolution authorizing the use of force. The president has to follow the Constitution. Where you have a law which is constitutional, like Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, there still may be collateral different powers in the president under wartime circumstances. That's a very naughty question that I'm not prepared to answer on a Sunday soundbite, but I do believe that it ought to be thoroughly examined. And when we were on the Patriots Act and found the disclosure of the surveillance, I immediately said the Judiciary Committee would hold hearings, and I talked to the Attorney General, and we're going to explore in depth, George. You can count on that.
You know, if the president did break the law or circumvent the law, what's the remedy?
Well, the remedy could be a variety of things. A president, and I'm not suggesting remotely that there's any basis, but you're asking really theory, what's the remedy? Impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you could have a criminal prosecution.
Okay. After impeachment, you could have a criminal prosecution. It doesn't matter. The elite could burn 500 George Bushes, a million Spectres, 5 billion Bill Clintons and Hillarys. It doesn't matter. We have large financial institutions that are not free market that use government to funnel our tax money into their troughs, that are turning America into a police state and marching us off to more and more wars. They've stated it in their RAND Corporation and PNAC and Project for New American Century documents. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Bush and the neocons are executing it, and they're like birdcage liner. They take all the heat. The American people get mad at them, and which I'm not saying it's bad to be mad at them, but don't be mad at the red cape that gets dangled in front of you. If you're going to be a raging bull, get smart and go around the red cape and gore the matador. I mean, it's really that simple. And so you watch out of this, Spectre's going to say, well, I condemn what you did, but on this footing, but you can hear where he's going. He's their whitewash man. He's been running whitewashes in the Senate for 20-something years. I mean, that's all Arlen Specter does. And I tell you, talk about somebody they prop up. I mean, how many brain surgeries? How many? It's like Dick Cheney. But they just literally roll him out like Darth Vader. And then he always says, oh, people are going to get in trouble. And then he authorizes all of it. Well, you can't authorize it. If Bush was caught snorting cocaine on the White House lawn by video cameras, he couldn't say, I can snort cocaine because I'm in a time of war. Meanwhile, report MS-13 gang hired to murder Border Patrol, Daily Bulletin. Secret border wars, mayhem and terror in southwest states to protect government drug cartels. Flashback, former DEA agent, Mexican commandos killing in southwest to protect Bush drug cartel. Then I've got this out of WorldNet Daily. Mexican troops defiant border. What border? And our government supports it. Military crosses into America 216 times. The Mexican military has little regard for the border as troops have entered the United States 216 times, according to the Department of Homeland Security and a map of incursions. That's just what they admit. California's Inland Valley Daily Bulletin says U.S. officials claim the border crossings are designed to help foreign drug and human smugglers gain safe access to American territory. El Centro, 58 times. San Diego County, 17 times. Yuma, Arizona, 24 times. Tucson, Arizona, 39 times. El Paso, 33 times. Marfa, Texas, 8. Del Rio, 3. Laredo, 6. And then Rio Grande Valley, 28 times. And they've got all these sheriffs and feds here saying they'll march up to them, aim machine guns at them, and save the drug dealers. Of course they do. The number is 216, is 20 times larger than even the Minuteman Project organizers are aware of, said Jim Gilchrist. And it goes on. One border agent, speaking on a condition of anonymity, told the Bulletin, we've had armed showdowns with the Mexican Army. These aren't just ex-military guys. These are Mexican Army officials assisting drug smugglers. Officials. See, they're not government servants down there. It's Napoleonic. They're not servants. They're officials. With Mexico's government dispute the findings, claiming not a single crossing has been made by its troops. Meanwhile, they're saying that all their illegals are legal, and how dare America try to build a fence. They've told their illegal alien people to go into high gear, and Mexican troops are committing assassinations all over Texas and car bombings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
All right, I got a lot of news and a short time to get there and some more clips. Let's go ahead and roll this new six-piece out of California where, and we have the text article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, where the PlayStation 2 system makes the young man, the teenager, go into convulsions, basically start twitching and having problems. Go ahead and roll it.
A video game warning for parents after PlayStation put a child in the hospital. 9-year-old Nicholas Lavin started having tremors and his body began to jerk after playing his PlayStation for more than 3 hours. San Diego doctors say the game system triggered a mild seizure in the boy. And they say excessive video game playing could do the same in just about any child. Here's what doctors say you can do to keep your children safe. First, limit play to less than an hour at a time. Keep the lights on in the room. And keep your child at least 2 feet away from the TV screen.
Okay, so notice what they said. A dark room. The flickering screen. Don't let your child play the video games with the lights off. See, how do you hypnotize somebody in a dark room? Hypnotism is a real thing. It's documented. It gets overblown in Hollywood and things. But if someone is willing to be or relaxed or suggestible with the swinging coin on the end of a chain or with a flashing strobe light, you can relax someone, get them into a suggestible state, and then basically have them sleepwalking through life. People that do sleepwalk, and I only do it occasionally. I mean, I might sleepwalk once a year, and I usually just get up, go to the kitchen, get a glass of water, and it's usually if I go to take like a nap or something in the day, and my sleep's been off or something, my wife will be like, hey, you know, a few times she's seen me walk by, and I'm like asleep. She's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I wake up and go, oh, I was asleep. That's because you're down in that very low level of consciousness. Very deep, 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 deep sleep is where that happens. One time when I was about 10, my dad heard me run out the front door at like 5 a.m., and I was running down the street in my pajamas. Thank God it was the winter. I'd have been just in my underwear, but I was in pajamas. Going, I got to catch the bus, because I went to public school, and we lived in a neighborhood where I had to walk about a quarter mile to where the bus stop came, because the bus couldn't go up our hill and turn around. That doesn't matter. The point is, my dad's like chasing me through the cold winter day, trying to catch me, and I still remember him waking me up. I'm standing on the street. He's like, wake up. You're like running down the street. The point is, we all have those areas of our brains. But television and the subliminal messages, and by the way, folks, ad agencies openly admit they put these in there. See, it's just like weather control. Weather modification is public, but little known. It's like kind of an open secret, but only for those that have researched it. It's kind of like chemical and biological testing on the American people is declassified in public. I mean, the government has nerve gassed people in subways, released bioweapons in subways. They've killed their own troops, knowing it would kill them. Just, oh, let's kill some of our own troops. That's public. But most people just go, oh, that's a conspiracy. Remember in Japan, they had to ban the TV show Pokemon? Not every country. Different regions and different areas have different screen flicker rates. And for some reason, there were some Japanese TVs that were at a certain flicker rate where the Pokemon, when the eyes would flash on the monster's eyes, thousands of children would start convulsing and flopping around and foam shooting out of their mouth. I'm sure it was accidental, of course. Again, I've just been in the UT psychology department where there's whole DARPA laboratories with professors that don't teach American young people or students. No, they develop how to flicker the TV set to control you. And they found that the system that the U.S. uses is the best for it. There's major studies out, and they knew this, of course, 50 years ago when they chose it. The European flicker model is still suggestible, but not as powerful. That's why you watch TV and you catch yourself kind of shifting off. I've kind of built an immunity to it. I really can't watch shows very long, or I look away. I catch myself, analyzing things in it. If you stay conscious, you can beat it. But the minute you relax, you'll slip into it. But I remember playing video games. You know, I had a Nintendo. And I had a Coleco before that, and I remember playing a game, and to really get through the incredible levels, the really hard levels, say the combat games, which get into the more aggressive areas of the brain, the lower brain, you know, you'd be doing all these complex maneuvers, say jumping over fences and crawling under things and shooting people, and if you didn't do it, there was just an exact way to do it, say at the last level, level 50 or something, and if you didn't do it just exactly right, you would be unable to do it. So that it's incredible concentration with the flickering screen, doing things that the brain associates with physical exertion. There's a disconnect there, and so video games, according to the studies I've seen, shift you into it, especially combat-style games, even faster than watching television. Because your body normally thinks if it's having to do calculations to shoot people and jump over things and do things, it's uploading that, downloading that into the cerebral cortex and then in the different areas of the brain, which is an electrochemical, water-based, oil-based, it's actually cholesterol-based instrument. And they know this. Do you understand? They know this. And so that's why when you're watching Fox News or CNN, there's weird hazes and blue and orange hazes, and it'll match the tie they're wearing, and lots of stuff scrolling across the screen and flashes and all of that. That makes it even more suggestible because they'll have different patterns that different areas of the brain, different functions of the brain lock onto that will even put you into that state even faster. Folks, you think I'm kidding. I'm not. There are so many studies on this, it's ridiculous. Go take a marketing. It'll take you a few years to get into advanced marketing. When you get into advanced marketing, it'll all be about subliminals and catchphrases and PR, and this is propaganda. So, again, why do you let your children watch 4-plus hours of TV a day on average? Adults now watch that much. It's gone up. Why do you watch so much television? I mean, I'll watch a movie once a week, but I'll pick it. I'll put it on the DVD player. And I'll know that I'm giving myself over to a delusion. I'm conscious of that. I do not spend my I mean, and I'm invigorated, too. I quit watching television about 3 years ago. Now, I'll watch a tape you send me, or I'll make my own films, but I really don't sit there and just drool. You know, just 20, 30 years ago in America, you'd go outside an upscale neighborhood, a poor neighborhood, didn't matter. Children playing everywhere, running around. They'd, you know, at the end of the street, they'd be playing stickball or hockey or basketball or football. Now you hardly ever see it. When you do, it's like, oh, look, a rarity. And you drive past the houses. They all glow blue. The windows glow blue. Go up in a high-rise building and look at another apartment high-rise across from you. There's not life going on, even arguments going on, or cooking going on, or having, or people playing chess going on, or people making love. You know, something you'd see 50 years ago looking, across from one high rise to another. Now it's glowing, the blue glow. And again, they found the color blue mesmerizes. That's why you see blue and orange mixed together. These are all admitted colors. That's why the politicians will have that blue screen behind them. It's admitted. All soothing you, all relaxing you, getting you into that position of trust. And please don't send me emails saying, why is the background blue on my TV show then? Obviously, that's what just is adopted in television. And yes, there's a blue screen behind me when I do the TV show, the blue curtain. But really, those are there. Also, dual use for chroma key if you ever want to add, you know, like the weatherman images behind you superimposed on the screen. But that's what this broadcast is about, folks. It's about the magnitude of the control. You know, they tell us Iraq's a wonderful place. Everybody loves it. And, oh, look, there's a free press over there. Turns out there's no free press over there. A editor wrote articles criticizing the occupation. He was just given 30 years in prison by the government the globalists put in. Our government did that. That's what they'd like to do here if they could just convince you to do it and to accept it. They do it. Make no mistake. And those same fake reporters that are writing articles out of Washington for Iraq that were even fooling the Iraqis, they said, man, these are good. These are well written, are writing news for our press. You see, it isn't left or right. It's CIA, it's Defense Department, it's big ad agencies who've got people smarter in the private sector who were government trained in all of this. I mean, folks, this is in textbooks. This is admitted. There are textbooks on how to dumb us down, textbooks on how to break up the family. And I mean, the Calhoun Reader, the Bible for social workers, says the family's bad, they're going to break it up. You see, that's what's so frustrating to me, is that there's so much of this. Look at this. 52% of Americans impeach Bush on wiretaps. But again, there's a whole other level. Bush is just a puppet. How about 52% of Americans want David Rockefeller arrested? How about 52% want PNAC officials arrested for a conspiracy to create false intelligence and lie to Congress and invade a sovereign, innocent country? See, those are the real crimes, but they'll minimize all of it to just Bush, to just a little. But, oh, don't worry, Laura defends hubby spying on Americans. She says, I think the American people expect the United States government and the president to do what they can to make sure there's not an attack by foreign terrorists, she said in a speech in West Africa. Folks, again, the government openly is admittedly spying on us. But they minimize the national debate to, well, should we be able to intercept foreign calls to protect you? to now introduce it to the NSA and the public and tell the cops and everybody it's normal. See, this is a coming out. And Bush's job as the actor is to take the blame. Here's one. Secret Service stalks peace demonstrators through D.C. streets. D.C. anti-war. And then it mentions all the mainstream news articles admitting that the Secret Service just follows anti-war people around, harassing them, telling the police to arrest them and not allowing them to demonstrate. And the Secret Service shows up in Nashville, Tennessee, and tells a guy that owns a coffee shop, don't put any anti-Bush signs up in your window. We don't want that there when he drives by. And the guy goes, well, I was a Bush supporter, but I'm not now. I got a First Amendment. You see, I mean, this is how, here's another one. Pentagon, this is the New York Times, Pentagon, UC Santa Cruz student protest, a credible threat to national security. The protest was carefully orchestrated, planned for weeks, but students against war during Friday evening meetings in a mall in a small classroom on the University of California campus there. So when the military recruiters arrived for the job fair held in an old dining hall last April, a now fateful day of that scandalized the university. The students had their two-day radios in position, their cycles checking into traffic for hundreds of demonstrators marched up the hilly roads of the campus on the Central Coast. And guess what was going on while that happened? The Pentagon was watching them. Got another one here where the NSA used local police to spy on peace groups. The NSA, not just listening to your phone calls, folks, but following people around. Here's one out of the eHealth Insider, and it says, a furor over Patriot Act, power to seize records. Doctors in the U.S. have reacted angrily to news that patients' medical records could be seized for investigation without warrant or probable cause under the Patriot Act. Every time you get a prescription, it's instantly uploaded to Homeland Security. The NSA's listening to you? What do you mean everything's being uploaded? Here's an example. I try not to use credit cards buying things just because I'm not going to make it easy to be tracked. Not that I have anything to hide. I have privacy. Well, I went in because I was going on a road trip a few months ago, and I went into one of the big chains. And I went in there, and I bought two books on tape. And guess what I got in the mail this weekend? Saturday. I got the big history book club, and then I looked back and went online and found out the very bookstore I have that I bought those from basically owns that particular book club. And, of course, it didn't matter that I used my credit card. It didn't matter that I didn't fill out any form. They knew I bought history. That was attached to my data and my address, and I got that thing sent to me in the mail. You see? And that's all hooked right into the government, too, folks. And whenever you hear that Homeland Security goes to the libraries to see what you've read, they also go to bookstores, folks, for those records. Now, see, where's your free society when that's happening and that's going on? And it's just amazing. Let's say I want to go buy Mein Kampf, which I lost my copy. I want to reread Adolf Hitler's My Struggle to understand propaganda and what happened. The idiots all, you know, one time I bought it and they freaked out I was buying it at a bookstore on a mall back in high school. Because if you're reading a book that Hitler wrote, you must like Hitler. No, I don't like Hitler. I like to read interesting historical documents. And But I certainly won't use a credit card when I go to buy it, because later it'll be a record showed that Jones, who was killed by the SWAT team, you know, something like that in the future, God forbid, he also had bought a book written by Hitler. And the average American is so dumbed down, they'll play Hitler, yeah, Hitler, yeah, Hitler, yeah, Hitler, Hitler books. You see, that's how they work, folks. I'm dead someday, and they've got my reading records. I mean, I've been offered a lot of money for the folks that buy videos from me, but I wanted to sell them, I couldn't, which I have refused every time, because guess what happens? It becomes a problem, though, when you call up 2 months later saying you've got a problem with your order, because it goes in a shredder. It goes, near. I don't care. See, I live by, I walk the walk, folks. I don't just talk the talk. Here's one, U.S. test e-passports. You'll need ID to buy cold medicine. Real ID, a nightmare for states, being implemented. The national ID card at the state level, AP. DMV officials across country bemoan logistical difficulties. Can't believe the show's almost over. I haven't covered a fraction of the news. An anti-terrorism law creating a national standard for driver's license in 08, a national ID card, isn't upsetting just civil libertarians and immigration rights activists. State motor vehicles officials nationwide, including California, have to carry out the Real ID Act. And it goes into how we love the national ID card. It's just hard for us. Don't worry, there's going to be state waivers for the illegals. See, that's what this is all about. Protests held over torture flights. BBC scientists in Taiwan say they have bred three pigs that glow in the dark. There's video and photos of them up on the website. They're part jellyfish. And, of course, they admit that it could give rise to some deadly supervirus that could jump to humans, but still nobody stops these mad scientists. They just do it. And then I'm in a pizza place, and some guy walks up and taps you on the shoulder and goes, "You're a liar. There ain't no such thing as spider goats. I had biology in 1972 at UT. And I go, "Sir, just go to the website. It's admitted." I mean, this happened to me years ago, but here it is in the news, some new horror. He was saying they didn't have spider guts. Well, here's BBC. Fluorescent pigs, the first in the world, they've been spliced with a jellyfish into a normal pig embryo. Created by adding genetic material from a jellyfish into a normal pig embryo. They glow fluorescent green. Again, and it could just cause any type of super virus or bacteria to rise. A top scientist on, nobody cares. Because we live in the age of mercury's good for you, and depleted uranium's good for the troops, and deadly anthrax shots admittedly have killed masses of them, but so what? Because supporting the troops mean you just put a sticker on your car and really forget the troops and suck your thumb. Do any of us think we're safe when all this is going on? It turns out that the cops were told it was a fake gun, and they had 50 caliber rifles in there for some reason. Why would you be running around with 50 caliber rifles inside the school halls? Because they're just nutcases who never developed into men who just want to go out and kill somebody. Court ruling allows challenging the Bush Faith Initiative. I'll try to come back and jam a bunch of calls in. Well, it's just there's so much here. The Iran war situation.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
It is admitted that cross-species plants and animals are extremely toxic to eat, deadly. Screw you up big time, 100% of the time. It's all over your store shelves. It is admitted that DU is killing the troops. They use it even more all over the place. Use it right next to major population centers. Have our troops move into bases. They bomb with it. And they just say it isn't true, or, oh, so what? And then the birth defects explode, and everybody gets sick, and it's just, so what? Support them. Don't talk about how they're dying or give them support. That's how you support them. I mean, that's what's so sick about all this. This is not hard to figure out. But see, I'm an expert on politics and the New World Order, just like the general public is an expert on UT football. See, I don't know all about UT football or their stats. I could be an expert on that, but then I wouldn't be an expert on the Bill of Rights and Constitution in America. See, I've chosen what I want to be into. And occasionally, if the country wasn't going to hell in a handbasket, I would go see a football game. I'm not against going and seeing a football game. We just got to get our heads screwed on straight and take care of the priorities first, like a free country. I mean, you're being propagandized, you're being brainwashed, you're being targeted, you're being financially robbed right now. The country is folding. All the economic indicators are bad, folks. You know, debt and the currency, and I mean, they're admitting you're not going to get your pension funds, nothing. I mean, it's bad, folks. It's real bad. And then they make it a political football. Well, the Democrats say it isn't bad. Or the Democrats say it is bad, Republicans say it's good. Well, you're an evil liberal if you say that. Folks, the Democrats aren't going to save you. It's all controlled by the same people. I know we got loaded phones, and I got all this other news, and I'm just frustrated because we're out of time. I'm going to try to go to Eric and Dwight. Sorry to everybody else. But Iran is threatening to block UN inspectors, and I'm not defending Iran, folks. They're just not globalist, and that's why they're in trouble. And they have a right to not like us. We blew up their own buildings and blamed it on their own government back when it was a peaceful, good government in 1953 and put in the puppet, the Shah. But that's all declassified and admitted. But they saw North Korea. North Korea says, we'll nuke and kill you, so we grovel and give them food and oil shipments. Iraq jumps through every hoop and gets invaded. So they're saying, okay, we're going to do what we want. Just go ahead and invade, I guess. So it is just, and the globalists are talking about attacking them. They're mashing the air power to do it. And a lot of armchair quarterbacks just want to see somebody get invaded, so they're just loving it. I'm out of time. We'll just tomorrow we'll have to get more into this Iran situation. I'm going to start the show tomorrow with Iran. And to all the new affiliates and all the old affiliates and all the sponsors, everybody, I love you. You're doing a great job. Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this short because time is short. Great thing on Walmart, the high cost of low price, a great expose. And also, I heard somebody ask about Israel and gas prices. How many people realize that back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot of auto manufacturers had prototype carburetors that were getting 400 miles to the gallon?
There are public carburetors that GM had in the 70s that got 100 miles to the gallon in a big truck.
The Pogue carburetor was available to the public before 1940.
Yeah, this isn't magic free energy machines that, you know, can't be proven one way or the other. This is admitted, you know, out of the box, real stuff, 100 miles to the gallon, 500 horsepower.
Absolutely, and Sherman tanks during World War II were getting 70 miles to the gallon, and the Horvath device, U.S. Patent Office, will allow a car to run on water. So people are being scammed big time, Alex.
And of course they are. It's all controlled. It isn't free market. Thanks for the call. Good job. Dwight in Maryland. Go ahead, Dwight.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Alex, this is a terrible place to be, the last part of the... I have a severe disagreement with you about the way you handled Mark in Boston. I would like to see you become more effective in what you do.
You know, I'm not perfect. You're right. I should have let him say more and hung him and try to convince him. It's just so obnoxious. Sometimes I just get angry, you know?
The fact is that you are not preaching a religion or a dogma. You're instructing in a reality. Sometimes it's tedious to do that.
Well, do this. Call me back tomorrow and get me straight. God bless you all. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.